All right, what was your basic training like, or was there a basic training?
Yeah, there was a basic training. I was drafted in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And we had infantry basic training for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should have specialized training later on in a different formation of the Air Force. But then everything changed because the war in Russia started and the manpower was so short, and I was from the Air Force, the Army lost so many people, and from the Air Force they should have given people to the Army to replenish their unit, and Göring wouldn't do it. So he formed his own division.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the Air Force had a tank division. And I was pushing in that.
All right, what was the basic training like, though? What I want to know is, did they wake you up real early in the morning and work you?
Absolute terrible. Not for me.
So you had drill sergeants that were all over
absolutely,
you, yelling at you?
Absolutely. It was terrible. Oh. They didn't. You just was on the run from the morning to the night.
Did they hit you?
No. A German. Absolute forbidden. They couldn't. But they had other means, you know. Your regular day was over, and then you had to go out, and they chased you around an extra hour.
Well, they do that here too. I worked at the post.
Like, for instance, I had tank training. That was in Germany. We had to learn to drive, and it was only the lower part of the tank. There was no turret on.
Mm-hmm.
There were six people and the instructor, and there was a sand hill, and I had to drive up the center, and I always killed the motor because I didn't know when to lose the clutch outright, and I killed the motor. And the man told me, he said, if you do it one more time, I give you a lesson you never forget.
And you did it.
And I was already nervous. So he didn't say anything in that moment. He said, you get out of the seat, next one in, and he made it. And there was another group, he was a friend to that instructor, and they was training people on big trucks. And so they talked together, he ordered me out, and I had to take that spare tire and roll it from the training ground to the compound by hand. I could have killed that man.
How far was it?
6 kilometers.
Ooh. Which is how many miles?
That's about 2.5 miles.
Ooh. Ouch. Yeah.
Of course, the people left along the highway, you know.
Oh, yeah, I feel sure. If I was to see somebody rolling a tire along the road, I might be inclined to chuckle myself. All right. What was your relationship with your instructions? Your instructors. Was it firm, fair, mediocre?
We hated it.
No, you hated your instructors?
Yeah, that was in the basic training.
Exactly. Any man worth his weight in gold's gonna hate his drill instructors.
Because it was always that when we have to go in the front line, he have to go, he's the first one to die. Because we really hated him. He was a brute.
Yes.
He was in civil life, he was a mine worker in the Ruhrwald against him.
Mm. Which meant he was pretty much built like an ox.
Yeah, he was
about as strong as one. Okay, can we turn on the light here? I'm having a hard
time. Right behind you.
Oh.
No, wait.
Behind the light, behind the picture. No. There's a little switch on there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I can see again. Were there any particular emphasis during the training? Like, what was? Okay, you were going to be a tanker.
Mm-hmm.
What was the heavy emphasis on? Was it on gunnery? Was it on maintenance? Was it on driving?
On a specialized profession, you was inside a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gunner and the loader, and then, of course, the commander was always a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Or an officer, it depends, you know, if you was the platoon leader. And then you had the radio man, who was in the same time operator of a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
We all had shortwave radio. You know, you always had a set on your ear.
Okay. Okay, so what was your particular emphasis? Driving?
Driving.
Okay, alright.
That's probably why we lost the war.
No, we lost the war because he made a cook on the end.
That's
of
what
the
I said, you know, he cannot cook for water. Even. Board water. And I said, and at the end of the war, he signed up as a cook, and I said, uh-huh, that's why we lost the war, because people got too weak. You know? He could cook.
All right, before you actually went into any kind of battle, into any kind of combat, what were the feelings of you and your friends in your early days in the army?
Oh, you know, you become very old when you are young, when you go through times like that, because you see, you hear from back home, the friends who already had died, who was wounded. You know what would happen to you. Of course, you always believe you come through without a scratch. Now, very few came through. My oldest brother came through without a scratch. Of course, he was in the German Coast Guard. He was on a big gun, and they was underground all the time. So he never, when there was bombardment, he went down in the bunkers and nothing happened, you know. But he had the big end after the war because the French captured him and he said 3 years in French prison for him.
Okay.
And a cousin of mine come now on the 22 this month. He was 7 years in a Russian prison for him. 7 years.
He's coming on the 22nd of this month?
Yeah.
Okay. What exactly was your job with the Luftwaffe? I mean, what were you supposed to be before you were converted over
I
to
I should
the
have been a repairman on an airplane.
Engine repair?
Yeah. No, or gunnery repair. It wasn't even specified, you know.
Just repair, maintenance.
Yeah, it was repair. We went already to the school. It was outside Bayreuth, but then the landing started in Dieppe. That was on the coast. The Canadians raided the French coast for prey strike, you know, how to find out how the German defenses were. And so we were shipped back to France. And from there I was shipped to Holland and went to all the tank training, then was shipped to France again, and then was shipped to Sicily. And that's where we ended up.
Okay, how smooth was your conversion to tanks from aircraft?
Oh, I didn't have any knowledge of aircraft as well as of tanks before.
Okay, but did
I just had a technical training. That's they put you in.
No, no. While you were at service, right?
No, I didn't have any training on the aircraft at all.
Oh, okay.
We was going to, but then the app started and the whole thing changed over.
Okay.